Mackinac City stopped in a bar to have a brew.
Michigan seems like a dream to me now.
It was summertime in northern Michigan.
Hey, good morning, Mary Ellen. It's John Gonzalez. And guess what? Yes, I'm in downtown Detroit, Michigan for the 2024 NFL Draft. And guess what? It's your regular guy, Nick Durbin here from Pure Michigan. Nick, I mean, how exciting is this that Detroit is hosting the 2024 NFL Draft?
The world's eyes are on Detroit today and across Pure Michigan as well. Good morning, Mary Ellen. Excited to be with you from Detroit for the NFL Draft. The excitement can be felt across the city. There's amazing decor and banners and signs and everything across. Everywhere you see throughout downtown, everybody's ready.
The whole country is like watching what's happening in Detroit, and it's exciting for the city itself because Michigan really depends on Detroit to spread the message of what's happening in our state. And Nick, I tell you what, I am excited for not only the state of Michigan, but for the city of Detroit, which is getting to showcase what they do.
Well, if you think back to the playoffs in the NFL season last year, during the two playoff games in Detroit, and Marian Ellen and I have talked about this, the national support and just complete praise for our city of Detroit and for our state of Michigan, I actually was quite, you know, I loved what we heard from national commentators, from social media, people saying like, wow, Detroit is an awesome city. And so now they're going to get to come here and experience it firsthand.
So tonight's the big night, folks. If you are glued to your TV, we hope you are. But we hope you're here glued to WGHN as well. This is going to be a magical evening for the city and for the state of Michigan. What are you hearing from your friends, Nick, about Detroit and the Lions?
Well, I mean, the Lions have got a 29th pick overall, and I think it's going to be either a cornerback or maybe another wide receiver or perhaps a defensive lineman. I personally feel like we need to get some secondary help, so I hope it's a corner.
As a season ticket holder, I would agree that some secondary help would be useful. But here's the thing. We were at dinner last night, and I saw some Texans fans there. Today's going to be crazy, right? Thursday of the draft is going to be crazy.
Well, I met some two gentlemen from the Washington, D.C. area who are Commanders fans. They were up here waiting for the draft and excited about it. And they were also praising the city. They went to Slo's Barbecue for lunch and said how much they enjoyed it. But, yeah, it really is great to see people from all over the country and beyond coming to Detroit. And we hope that they learn more about our state, including West Michigan, while they're here.
So, Mary Ellen, you'll love this. We last night we had a great time at Gus's Fried Chicken, world-famous Gus's. They've won some national awards. But that's the thing about Detroit, Nick, is that, like, whether it's fried chicken or, like, a trendy bar or restaurant, people don't realize of what is here in Detroit.
Now, the culinary scene is world-class. There are everything from Beard's Chefs to Michelin stars to, you know, all kinds of wonderful dining experiences here in the Detroit area. Last night, as John mentioned, Mary Ellen, we had an opportunity to go to a newer restaurant. And we went in, and they said, do you have a reservation? We did not, John.
We did not.
And we said, look, that's okay. We'll come back another time. We went across the street to Gus's World Famous Fried Chicken. Turned out to be a wonderful decision. And by the way, if you go to Gus's, get the mac and cheese.
All right, folks. And thank you, by the way, Mary Ellen. This is so much fun. Keep it here, of course, on all the updates. And, Nick, where can people go for what's happening in the NFL draft this year?
Michigan.org/2024draft.